Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm rejoicing in the Lord and praising the Lord. I like to come before the Lord with rejoicing and praise. Thank Him for what he's done. 'Tis grace that's brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Praise God. And we're not going to solve all the tomorrow's battles and do them all up and get them out of the way and sail along free. No, the storms will come, but the ships sail east and the ships sail west by the selfsame wind that blows. It's not the gale, it's the set of the sail that determines the course they go. And so it is with our spiritual lives. If you draw nigh to God, you can count on it. The devil's going to up the pressure on you because he doesn't like it. And he wants a place in your life, and he wants to control you. And if he can't do that, he wants to foul up. And there's satanic opposition. Besides, Paul said, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual darkness in high places. I don't know what all that means, but I believe it means that the devil works into high positions of authority. And the sad part of it is the inroad old Satan makes into churches, into denominations, and into missionary organizations. And he likes nothing better than to getting brother against brother, church against church, society against society. And the first thing you know, we'll start measuring ourselves by ourselves. Well, that I'm more spiritual than they are. Be careful of that, neighbor, because I know the tricks of the devil. I've been fighting him since way back there in 1939 when I knelt at that old camp meeting altar and made a deal with God. That deal was he could have everything. I was at his feet. I had nothing to offer. It wasn't a trade-off. I didn't buy anything. It was the gift of God. Freely given, though, praise God. And it wasn't by works, because I hadn't done anything good. And it wasn't by wisdom or knowledge, because I didn't know much, but I knew the Bible said, with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and the just shall live by faith. And I knew it was by faith, not by works, lest any man should boast. That book's a wonderful, wonderful book. And let me tell you something, just keep coming. This 87th year is the best year of my life. Oh, I can remember the good old days when I could climb Mount Hood. I remember the good old days, but I come before His presence this morning with praise and thanksgiving and for what He's doing. And that He counts me worthy to still keep me in the battle line. He hasn't said, get out of the way. Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Praise His holy name. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. I lean on those things, neighbor. That's why I don't always feel like getting up and doing everything that has to be done. You may think I'm a little nuts, and maybe I am, but when I wake up in the morning, I say, "Dear God, old Private Klein reporting for duty." The least of the least. But Lord, if you can still get any good out of me, I count it a privilege to serve thee, to you say, "Come higher." And brother, sister, that's going to be a wonderful day. I don't dread dying. I'm not afraid to die. Praise God, that's settled. I look at my old uneducated daddy when he was down to the last hours of his life. There was no fear, no fear. And he said, "Kids, just keep coming." Told the grandkids, "Don't shed any tears when Grandpa dies." I'll tell you, twilight and evening dark comes along, evening bell, and after that the dark. But may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. And when that day happens, you dear partners, you dear teammates, rejoice and keep coming. But you might go yet before I do. We don't know when it's going to be, but we're ready. Now, it's not just whether we're ready, are we at the Lord's command doing the work that he wants us to do? He don't want to find us sitting down and saying, "Hallelujah, we've had it and we've got it made and we'll just hold on and keep blessed." No, we're to be his witnesses, and there's no discharge in that army. We're to shine for Jesus, and God is put it on our hearts, and it's moving on to your hearts by your own testimonies and the letters I'm getting, that you're feeling a burden that you never felt before for Indians. And when I get those kind of notes, "Thank you, dear teammates," I rejoice. I say, "Hallelujah, praise God." Because if the burden of the thing gets on the hearts of the people and the churches, and I'll tell you, this has been a wonderful, wonderful week. I was called by the Bethany Presbyterian Church. In the first place, do you know where Bethany, Oregon is? I never heard of it. It's a community, and it's old, but it sets over in the, I guess, in the Tualatin Valley. It's north of Beaverton, back towards the Skyline Drive that separates the old Willamette River and Willamette Slough from the city of Portland. And I knew all about Skyline Drive. Us guys used to love to get on our motorcycles and ride over to St. John's and cross the St. John's Bridge and take the old Germantown Road. Now, most of those old roads, the Springville Road, the Germantown Road, the Logie Road, and you could go on, Cornelius Pass. They all connected with something over in the valley, in the farmland, the other side of that high ridge of mountains where Skyline Boulevard runs along the top. Oh, what a beautiful ride on a motorcycle. Those days are gone. But I'll tell you a little later on what I did. I sneaked home that way in the Dodge van the other day. But I want to tell you about getting out there to the church. What a wonderful bunch of people. And the dear pastor was there, and the people and their leaders, and they got me in place up there, and I watched their faces. I could tell some of them were a little bit surprised, this crippled old guy that couldn't hardly get around, and they were getting microphones and doing everything. I said, "You won't need any of that, believe me, and it'd be a bothersome to me. Just let me sit here. I'll make you hear." And they looked kind of, but we got to going, and God came. And what a service we had by their testimonies and by what I felt in my heart. And they said, "We're going to be part of this. You'll be hearing from us." And there was probably 200 people there in that beautiful church. I had a little trouble finding it because I didn't have any real new maps. The last map I had was about 91, or I had one 2000, but it didn't show the roads like they are now. But I found it, And I got out there, and I found out that road is where Kaiser Road and road coming up there that meets it. But I found it, and they led me in there and got me going and had a wonderful time. And then instead of going back over the way I came out, 26 and off through there on the other side, I just headed north on road right out of there and got up on Skyline, and it was old country. I'd been up and down there, and I recognized some of the turns, and what a beautiful ride it was. The leaves are yellow, and oh, it would be worth your while to go Skyline and just look at the leaves and the fall and the high country. And then it drops. I took the Germantown Road back down to the St. John's Bridge and came home with a day of rejoicing and blessing and knowing that God had moved more of the burdens for Indians on some mighty fine people that are going to be praying for it and helping. And I praise God for you teammates, because we need an army. There's a big job, and none of us are sufficient in ourselves. But if we get numbers, it helps lift the load, but we're counting on God's blessing on that numbers, and that's what's happening. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for what you're doing in moving the burden for the Indian people onto the ordinary churchgoer that has never bothered to pray, and we'll give thee the praise for it all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.